Well, I was born in Cambridge in February 18, 1924, and at that time, just before the Depression time, prior to the Depression time, my dad worked in the post office, and my mom was a registered nurse. She was working in various hospitals, so we didn't really feel the pressures of Depression because they were doing quite well. And we grew up in a part of the community that was mostly predominantly white. There was only two or three black families in the community area. And so I didn't get the advantage of being able to live in a black community, to learn, to actually be able to feel the black culture, or to grow up in the black culture. And so I really wasn't accepted in the white community, and yet when I tried to socialize in the black community, they felt that I wasn't what they might say black enough. I was not born in the hood or in the black culture, so I wasn't accepted in either one of the cultures. And so I had one foot in one culture, one foot in another, and this was a very disturbing thing for me because of my, learning my identity, who I was, growing up, my dad never spoke about his experience in this First World War, and so we never knew much about him until later on in my life.
So he didn't talk a lot about, he had served in the war before you were born.
He served in the First World War, and he was in the 92nd Regiment, which fought in France under the French government. And that was a disturbing thing when I found out that it was a time when no commander, American commander, white commander, wanted to be in command of black troops. They felt that they weren't good warriors and not good fighters. So the French government took them under their command. And it was very exciting, the fact that his regiment they performed so meritoriously that the French government awarded them, the regiment, the highest honor. Medal of Honor, the Croix de Guerre, which is the Medal of War. And I didn't know about the fact that also that my dad was part, well, actually they had inherited the legacy of the Buffalo Soldiers. And I didn't discover this until I saw a picture of him, and on his shoulder, their patch, was a patch of the Buffalo Soldier patch. And I didn't discover that until just recently. And so he was referred to, the 92nd was referred to as the Buffalo Soldiers also. When he came back to this country, he and his buddies wanted to join the Veterans of Foreign Wars. They weren't welcomed that much. It was a time when there was this racial attitudes of separatism, and so they made it difficult for them to be members. And so my dad and another friend, they formed a first black Veterans of Foreign Wars post in Cambridge. That was in, I forget the year. But anyhow, it was called the Isaac Wilson Taylor Post. It still exists. And my dad was made the first president of the Isaac Wilson Taylor Post. And my mom, she was made the first president of the Ladies Auxiliary Post, part of the Post. And so this was very, very exciting. But it left a bitter taste in my mouth about the way the country had not welcomed him with open arms back when he came back from service. And so I always try to find out more and more about what he went through. But I came to the conclusion that perhaps the reason he didn't speak about it is because he probably was suffering from what is very common today with troops, post-traumatic stress syndromes, because he showed some signs of it. Because they experienced such severe war experience.